he's a Lib Dem MP and has, from the beginning of the campaign, made it clear that he's been completely opposed to the closures because of the impact on his constituents, and we're very pleased that he's coming on to address us today. Please welcome Simon Hughes, MP. Yay!
Like all my colleagues in City Hall, on the authority and in the local council, I am 100% opposed to all the proposals which Boris is taking to the authority today. 100% opposed. They are unacceptable in safety terms for the people we represent. They're unacceptable in political terms because they have no public support. They're unacceptable in financial terms because for the paltry saving of 7 pence a week, the Mayor of London is willing to risk the lives of people in my constituency and elsewhere. For the last 30 years, I have seen the work that the troops at the Oakhead Road fire station at Dockhead and this fire station have carried out. I've known at first hand what they've done. I thank you. I appreciate it. My constituents and the people of Southwark appreciate it completely. And I just hope one thing, of all the submissions that went in as part of the consultation, in my view, the most professional, the most persuasive, and the most effective was the one from the firefighters at Southwark Fire Station. Absolutely, they made the case that the fire station there should not be closed. I have a belief that the only reason some of these stations are up for closure is because the fire authority wants to flog the sites at great annual. I think that's the hidden agenda. Watch this space. But I'm determined that if today the fire authorities say no, I and others will do absolutely all we can in the courts, out of the courts, on the streets, with the mayor, against the mayor in London, to try and win this argument for you who serve us and for the people of Southwark. I don't know a single person in this borough who supports these proposed closures. They shouldn't go ahead, and I pledge myself to continue to battle with you to keep the safety of London at the level Londoners deserve and you have worked for all these years. Thank you very much, John.